بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing with the مسائل regarding fasting. Question: Due to illness, a person is unable to fast. How does he compensate for the missed fasts? Question again: Due to illness, a person is unable to fast. How does he compensate for the missed fasts? The answer is, a person who is terminally ill and is unable to fast will compensate by giving fidya for each missed fast. The amount of fidya is equal to sadaqatul fitr. However, if the person recovers from his illness, then it will be necessary on him to make qada of the missed fasts, although he had already given his fidya. The answer again, a person who is terminally ill and is unable to fast will compensate by giving fidya for each missed fast. The amount of fidya is equal to sadaqatul fitr. However, if the person recovers from his illness, then it will be necessary upon him to make qada of his missed fasts, although he had already given his fidya. The next question: a person whilst fasting had fallen ill. The doctor advised him to break his fast. Is he sinful for doing so, and will both qada and kafara be wajib or only qada? The question again: a person while fasting had fallen ill. The doctor advised him to break his fast. Is he sinful for doing so, and will both qada and kafara be wajib or only qada? The answer is, if he is unable to continue with his fast, it will be permissible for him to break the fast, and only qada will be wajib. Inshallah, we will continue.